Before we get into the actual episode, I want to add a quick content warning here. I discuss the topic of miscarriage, so if that is something that's hard for you to listen to or think about at this point in your life, I would advise you to skip this one and we'll talk again next week. Hello friends, and welcome to episode 6 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard. I have had the most unproductive week I can remember in a very, very, very long time. Possibly the only weeks that were worse than this was when I had COVID in March and last fall when I was not sure whether I wanted to mention this or not, because I'm not sure whether I can, like, keep it together when talking about this. And as I plan to stick with my no editing pact, that means if I crumble an ugly cry, we'll get to hear that as well. Okay, so last year, last fall, I had a miscarriage. And it actually happened during a week when I was home alone because Dee was away for a week, doing like training stuff. This is part of life when your spouse is in the armed forces. But the timing couldn't have been worse this time. And it was, oh God, it was really hard. I basically spent the week curled up in bed with blankets and hot water bottles and surrounded by dogs trying to comfort me. But I made it through. I made it through until Dee was home and I was fine. I honestly thought I was, and I thought I processed it and moved past it. And this week, someone said something. Oh, here she comes, already trying to comfort me again. Hi, Hen. Hi, Henna. It's all right, sweetie. Go to sleep. Go and have a nap. Where was I? Right, I was fine. And someone said something, Henna, stop, completely unintentional, of course, but it dragged me right back to that week and tossed me, ass first, back into the pit I thought I had left behind. And, well, the first day was horrible. And then I found this calm place in my head. I'm feeling slightly brittle, but composed mostly, as long as I can keep busy. Because the minute I stop and sit still, my eyes start burning again. But keeping busy is not the same as being creative, because I don't seem to be able to right now. Keeping busy for me will mean cleaning my kitchen, brushing the dogs, which then earns me an evening of resentful silent treatment because they don't like brushings, with the exception of Liam. It means writing up stuff like blog posts, but writing, like story writing, drafting, is too steep a mountain for me to climb right now. Maybe one day I'll be able to write about this. Maybe it will help me process things, but right now I'm too busy picking myself up again. Which brings me to today's topic. Be kind. Of course, by that I mean be kind to those around you. Because kindness is the one thing that can keep a society, a community working together and being mutually beneficial, but also be kind to yourself. Because no words are coming out right now. And that's, I've got to be okay with that. Because I have no choice. But also because beating myself up over this lack of words isn't going to do me any favors. It's only going to make me feel worse. And that is not the direction I need to be going in right now. Be kind to yourself. And sometimes that means giving yourself a break. I try to not focus on word counts, unless I'm like doing NaNoWriMo. And I try to focus more on daily habits and implementing systematic silent moments in which I show up and write and don't worry about the outcome. As long as I'm there, as long as I'm committed and focused, words will come. And whether there's 100 of them or 1,000, they're words and they matter and they're valid. But right now, I mean, fuck systems. I need to give myself time to scrabble back out of this pit. Sometimes you need to give yourself that time. Sometimes productivity, be damned, mental health and well-being should always, always, always come first. That's what I wanted to talk about. I keep this notebook of topics that I run into in my daily life, in my creative life, and which I could turn into like a thing to talk about to you guys. And this one appeared at the bottom of a very modest, very short list. But I somehow felt like this one had to come first because this one is like acutely necessary for me right now. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Be kind. Always remember to be kind and always remember to extend the same grace to yourself that you give to others. Oh, and here comes my boy Liam. Hi, Liam. Hi, Liam. Hi, boy. Yeah. Do you want to say hi? Oh, what a big sigh. So, this is where I let you get on with your day. And I'm going to have myself a nice bit of tea and I'm going to cuddle some dogs. I will talk to you all later. Bye bye.